Let's welcome Luke Hummel, the park manager, to the show. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are things out at the park these days? What a beautiful time of the year.
Oh, it's going great. We're just wrapping up the season. We're looking forward to the fall in the park, our last big event of the year, just to kind of cap off a great summer season. And we hope to see everybody out at the park this weekend.
And with Luke, Lisa Sestak came in. She is the naturalist out there. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Are you a fall girl? I'm a fall guy. Do you like the fall, the autumn?
Sure. I like the colors.
If you're a naturalist, you like all the seasons, so, right?
Yes, definitely.
Before we find out more about this event, if you don't mind, I'd like to find out about you. Luke, where are you from? Are you a native to the area?
Kind of, sort of. I grew up in Westfield, Iowa, but I went to high school at Gayville Violin over there.
How long have you been park manager?
I've been the park manager here at Lewis and Clark for 3 years.
Things are going well?
Things are going great.
And Lisa, how about you? Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Tyndall. I went to college and came back to Tyndall. I am currently a teacher at the high school there.
And what led you to be a naturalist?
I just love the outdoors. We always camped as a child, and with my family we camped and just love to be outdoors.
Well, the event is called Fall in the Park. And before we talk about some of the details, I've been here for 6 years, but it does get a little confusing to me as to what park is what park, what's the lake, what's the river, what beaches. I mean, there's a lot of kind of parts out there and a lot of campgrounds. Am I alone in that, Luke? Do people get confused about where things are and how it works?
Yeah, I'd say so. The distinction between us and the Corps of Engineer land is just kind of up in the air for newcomers to the area. So if anybody ever needs a map, stop out, and we got some great pointers where to go.
So it's Lewis and Clark Recreation Area. For some people that have been around here forever, they know it like the back of their hand. But describe exactly where your area is, because I know this is happening at Midway Beach.
You'll come to the main entrance of Lewis and Clark Recreation Area. It'll be a huge sign on the south side of Highway 52 there. That is our main park entrance. And then as you come down into the drive, Midway Beach is your first left as you come into the park. And we'll have a gate attendant out there that'll direct you where to go.
You have a lot of visitors out there this summer. Was it busy as usual?
Yeah, absolutely. Camping numbers were pretty strong and our visitation was up. So it's been a busy summer, but a good summer.
Have you been doing this event, Fall in the Park, for a while now, or is this something new?
Fall in the Park has been around before my time at Lewis and Clark Recreation Area. Lisa might be able to attest to that on how many years it's been going.
I know. I've been doing it for all 9 years that I've been here.
All right. Let's talk about some of the details. So it's happening on the 27th, which is Saturday, right? Saturday, noon to 4. What's part of the day, Lisa?
So we've got a variety of activities, anything that you can think of for the family. So we've got food vendors out there. We've got a live band, Dutch oven demonstrations. We've got games, crafts, hay rides, just anything.
Let's talk food. What's available to eat?
So we've got four vendors coming out. We've got Mozico Italian. We have Grind and Griddle. We have SDSU ice cream. And then we've got Jojo Bean Coffee coming out, as well as our Dutch oven demonstrations. They do a variety of things, and those are free samples for everybody that stops by.
Dutch oven demonstrations. You want to do a breakdown on that?
Oh, they're an amazing group. They come to our homestead days as well, and they just cook the entire time, and they make everything from desserts to main dishes. They'll give you samples of everything that they have. So.
And a zoomobile, what kind of critters or creatures might people see at Fall in the Park?
They don't tell us exactly which ones they're bringing, but they usually bring smaller animals. They've had hedgehogs, snakes, turtles, bugs, but they bring a variety of them, and then they'll instruct you on them.
You're a naturalist. I wouldn't imagine that snakes would be that big of a deal. In fact, you're probably attracted to them, right?
I don't know about that, but I pretend to be when I do it.
As a naturalist, what kind of things do you do for the area?
We do programs all summer long, so we do a variety of things from hiking, kayaking, fishing, crafts, just basic education on wildlife, education on the plants.
Now, you said you're a teacher, too, so this kind of overlapping season for you, you're in the classroom, yet you're still trying to be out there. It's got to be nice to see kids get unplugged from screens and, you know, be out in the world.
Yes. The irony is I am a computer teacher during the school year, so it's kind of strange that I choose to be completely unplugged during the summer, but it is great to see them out and enjoying the outdoors. And one of my favorite parts of being out there is just seeing the families, seeing the repeated families, and getting to know them and just teaching them things as well.
You kind
as
of have a
fun.
Foot in each world of technology and nature. That's kind of a nice balance, though, right?
Yes, it is.
Luke, it says hay rides on here. A good old-fashioned hayride's a good thing.
Yeah, we'll have one of our full-time employees driving the hayrides, and they'll give you a significant amount of time on the ride. So it'll be about a 5-10 minute ride.
And she said live music. You're going to sing and play your banjo, or what is that all?
I don't know about that. Maybe my boss, Shane, will bring his karaoke machine, but not me personally.
All right. You mentioned Shane. Tell people who is your boss, as you say.
Shane Birch is the district park supervisor out at Lewis and Clark.
So there's the three of you. Who else is on the team out there?
We got Peyton Brower, the assistant manager, and then Jeannie Schrader is our senior secretary.
What about park entrance for Fall in the Park? What do people need to know about that?
Park entrance license is required for the event, but everything else is free of charge besides the food.
And how do the park licenses work? How long? Those are just one calendar year? Is that January through December? Is that how it works?
So the new park licenses actually come out on September 25th. So they'll be available a couple of days before this event. And those are good through May 2027.
What does it cost to get one of those on your car? And this is kind of like a little trophy in your car. Like, hey, I love the outdoors.
Yeah, absolutely. $40 for residents for one single annual license and $60 for non-residents for one single license.
Let's take this a little next. Nasty turn. What if someone is found in the park without a license? Tell us what happens. Where do you take them?
Our campground attendants will go and write them an unattended vehicle ticket, as we call it, and it just prompts you to act to purchase a park entrance license. And the fee for that, if you choose to not do any of the options on the unattended vehicle, is $128.50.
And what does it cost for the sticker?
$40 for the residents, $60 for non-residents. And then if you're found without a park entrance license, it's $20 fee is another option that you can choose.
Seems like the deal of the day.
Yeah.
Really. Anything else? See, obstacle course is on there. And then it says much, much more. You want to elaborate on any of the much, much more?
We do have the National Park trailer coming down. We have a tips trailer that'll be there. We have some archery, BB guns. We have a blacksmith demonstration.
Luke, is it too cold to get in the water yet?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be getting in there, but the water is still pretty warm. I'd say around 78 degrees still.
But you have too much fun on land to worry about the water.
Absolutely.
Is there anything that you want to share with people about Lewis and Clark Recreation Area that they should know, that they don't know, things that you're not trying to keep a secret that should just be common knowledge out there?
We're currently in the process of an electrical upgrade project. So we have 159 campsites left to go, but those will be upgraded this fall. So we're going from 30-amp service to 50-amp service to accommodate the bigger RVs and campers that are coming out. And then we'll also be adding 10 new campsites to the Gavin section of the park. And then we'll also be adding 3 new tent sites. And we're also currently working on more ADA campsites, adding concrete around those sites, installing an ADA fire grate and a sidewalk from the campsite to the nearby comfort stations.
That's all good news right there. People love coming here and we're growing and got to be happy about that. More work for Luke and Lisa though, right? Lisa, nice to meet you, and I hope you have a great school year and a good fall in the park.
Thank you.
And Luke, thanks for all the information, and we hope to visit with you guys again someday.
Thanks for having us.